Welcome to Talk of the Town, brought to you by John Schaub of Century 21 LEMAC Realty. Join us as we share the latest news, events, and stories from around our community.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. Glad to have you with us. Today we are speaking with Cheryl Newman. She is the president of Mountain Home Food Basket, and they've got kind of a great event coming up this weekend. But we're going to talk first and foremost about the food pantry. And Cheryl, thank you so much for coming in today. The food pantry is a different entity. We've got several places that help those that are food insecure in the area. Tell us where the food pantry is and tell us what you do and how you got involved.
Okay, thank you so much. So we are located on East Side Center Court, 1341. We actually were established in 1985, so we're into 40 years of serving our community. It initially started with some couples from churches that saw a need in the community that the elderly could not make ends meet with their Social Security checks. Mm. So that's how it actually started. At that time, they had about 1,300 requests for food the first year.
Wow.
Now, fast forward, we do 500 households per month.
Wow.
So the need is great, and we are excited to be here to be able to serve the community.
And how long have you been involved with it?
So my husband and I moved here 10 years ago from Iowa, mm-hmm. and probably about 3 years ago, I got involved. And it mostly was because one of the number of households that were being served and that we are totally dependent on donations. Our volunteers are volunteers with no pay, mm-hmm. and our financial and our food donations are that way also.
Is it a 501c3 then?
It is.
So any donations that are made could be tax deductible.
Yes.
So what have we got going on this weekend? I've been doing this and helping out with this for many, many years. I can't even think of how long this goes back. But on Saturday, you've got a special event coming up.
We do. So Saturday, May 9th. Is Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. Mm-hmm. And we are fortunate that the Mountain Home Post Office has teamed up with the National Association of Letter Carriers for the largest national food drive. And we get to be the recipients of it. So where sometimes in the past you might have got a postcard mm-hmm. in the mail, that may not happen this year. So what we're inviting you to do is to mark your calendar. When you go to the store, if you could buy a couple of extra items, or if you go to your food pantry, grab a couple of unexpired items, place them by your mailbox in a sack or a bag prior to your mail collection time on Saturday. The letter carrier will bring them to the post office. Some of us volunteers from the Mountain Home Food Basket will be there to unload, to weigh, to transfer them to the food basket, and then we'll sort them, place them on shelves, and they'll be ready to distribute.
Wow. I hope you guys have a great turnout. What did you get? Do you know what you picked up last year? How many pounds or any stats?
Yes. Yeah, so thank you for that, because the last 2 years we have collected 3,600 pounds and 5,200 pounds respectively,
wow.
which we're grateful for. But when I talk to individuals that have been around much longer, like prior to the pandemic, mm-hmm. they were getting 10 to 15,000 pounds of food.
Wow. And the need is even more than it was then.
Yes.
So
yes.
We really need to step up our game.
Yes.
Is that what you're trying
yes,
to tell me?
I am. And so actually, I set a goal of 9,000 pounds for us to collect this year. So, and we have a little friendly competition between the mail carriers that we put together last year. So if you want to kind of help your mail carrier get the bragging rights for the year, mm-hmm. please consider donating.
Absolutely. I wonder if... I'll leave a card in the mailbox as well, and maybe some painkillers for all the lifting they're going to need. I was trying to think of like the rubbing creams that you can give them. Just kidding. I have a wonderful letter carrier out in Lakeview, and she does a fabulous job. So we'll make sure that she is loaded down, at least on our street. I can make sure of that. And the best things to put out are non-perishable items.
Right. Non-perishable. And the things that really help our budget, even though we're grateful for others, are the peanut butter, cold and hot cereal, canned vegetables, soup, pasta sauce, macaroni and cheese, ramen noodles, saltine crackers.
Yes.
Those are things that are included in each client box. So that really helps our budget.
That would help the budget a lot. And you can get cases of those things fairly cheap. I was just shopping yesterday and I was thinking about that. And I thought, oh, I should pick up an extra case of ramen noodles or, you know, whatever. Yes. So if you're out and about, that's all you have to do is just remember to pick up a little something extra and help out the Mountain Home Food Basket. I thank you, Cheryl, so much. Is there anything you want to say before we wrap up?
Nope. Just a reminder that it's this Saturday, May 9th. So you just have a few days, but no, we are extremely grateful to the generosity of the community.
Yeah, absolutely. We do live in a wonderful place that is so generous, but we need to step up our game, as Michelle said. So I hope everybody puts their bags out early Saturday morning and make sure that we feed the folks in this area that need it the most. Cheryl, thank you for everything you do for our community. And I imagine you would always take new volunteers, wouldn't you?
Yes. So we take volunteers. Yes.
How would they get in touch with you?
So actually, they can call the food basket at 870-425-6902. Mm-hmm. We are there. We do serve our clients Monday through Saturday, 10 to 12. So that would be the best way. And if they have food or financial donations, they can also come to 1341 East Side Center Court. And we would be grateful again during those hours that we are there.
Right. That would be super helpful. For those new in town, where is East Side Center Court?
So
I know where it is. I'm smiling.
So anyway, it is the street between Chen's Garden and the car wash.
Mm-hmm. So just turn there and go down, and there's a cul-de-sac there, and I know where your building is. All right, Cheryl, thank you so very much. That's going to wrap it for Talk of the Town today. Take care of each other.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town, proudly sponsored by John Schaub of Century 21 LEMAC Realty. Catch every episode anytime on the Talk of the Town podcast at ktlo.com.